Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. Last week, I reviewed Billy Talent's first album, Billy Talent. This week, we jump up to 2007 and what a year it was. The first iPhone was released, Drew Carey took over hosting duties of The Price is Right, and Crank That by Soulja Boy was the number one song. But in relation to this podcast, Finnish symphonic metal band Apocalyptica released their sixth studio album, Worlds Collide. Apocalyptica formed in 1993 in Helsinki, Finland. Their first studio album was called Plays Metallica by Four Cellos, and it's exactly what you think it is. If you haven't heard it before, I definitely recommend it. The thing about Apocalyptica that separates them from other bands is that they don't have a full-time vocalist. Three of the band members play cello, and the fourth plays percussions, mostly drums. Anytime you hear someone singing, it's from a guest vocalist, as is the case with a few of their songs on this album. Now, I'm not much into classical music, but the way Apocalyptica performs, it feels like there is someone singing. You can tell when you're supposed to feel happy, sad, anxious, upbeat, depressed, etc. The tones and the tempo they use do a very good job conveying what emotions you should be feeling at the time. Worlds Collide was released on September 14th, 2007, to favorable reviews. It peaked at number 7 on the US Billboard Top Rock Albums and 59 on the US Billboard Top 200. There were three singles off this album. All three featured guest vocalists. I'm not sure if that was on purpose because they felt that people wouldn't like the band if they didn't hear any lyrics, or it was just by choice by the band. But either way, there are a good three songs. Worlds Collide features 11 songs for a total of 47 minutes and 55 seconds. The shortest song is 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So if you are listening to this album, you're in for a treat. I've heard a few songs by Apocalyptica before, and I've listened to this album through a few times years ago, but it's been a while. My quick review is that I really enjoy this album, and Apocalyptica needs more recognition. But here's the song-by-song review of Worlds Collide. Worlds Collide. The title track starts a little slow, with the cellos playing longer notes. A minute in is when the drums and the guitar kick in, and they take it up a notch. The guitar fades and the cellos become more prominent, which feels like the second verse before coming back for the chorus. Overall, it's a great opening song. Grace. I like the intro with the bass cello and just how quickly all of the other instruments join in. After that initial burst, the lead cello takes over, brings in a sense of calming, and then the high tempo drums are in the background, which is a nice juxtaposition of feelings. You get that calming, but then also the racing heartbeat, per se, with the drums. I'm Not Jesus. This song features Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour fame on vocals, and he has such a unique sound. It starts off with his Stone Sour vocals, and then it transitioned to the version of Corey Taylor from Slipknot. The song has a much darker meaning, as Corey Taylor references when he was abused as a kid and how he will never forgive the person who hurt him. A couple of the lyrics are, "Do you remember me and the kid I used to be? I'm not Jesus, I will not forgive." And that's pretty powerful, that even though God or other people may forgive this person, Corey Taylor sure as hell will not. Ion. This song starts off fast and with a feeling of intensity, something that you don't get from the first couple songs of the album. Because the cello is in the same family of the violin, I believe that many people think, and including myself, that they should be more of a calming and melodic sounding instrument, but Apocalyptica debunks that stigma and flips it on its head and uses the cello like it's pretty much a guitar. And this song definitely proves that. Helden. This song is a cover of David Bowie's Heroes, and it features German singer Till Lindemann on vocals. He has such a deep voice that you immediately get a satanic feeling from this song, but I don't think that's the tone they're looking for. Compared to other songs of the album, this is probably the most formulaic, and I don't want to use the word basic, but it's pretty straightforward. Still a good song, but nothing really stands out. Stroke. The first 30 seconds of the song give me, a nervous, anxious feeling. Then everything comes to head when the drums and the other cellos chime in. I picture someone getting chased in the woods or like a dark alley or something with this song playing in the background. It just feels like something bad is about to happen and you're just waiting for that other shoe to drop. Last Hope. This is another fast-paced, in-your-face type song after the first 30 seconds and just keeps going for pretty much the whole song. And these are the kind of instrumental songs that I like. I'm not a fan of the big classical, but when you could portray a feeling just by using a couple instruments, that's right up my alley. This song doesn't put me to sleep. I'm pumped up, and there's no lyrics to even let me know how I'm supposed to be feeling. I Don't Care. This song features Adam Gontier of 3 Days Grace and Saint Osonia. fame on vocals. Like Corey Taylor, Gontier has a very distinct voice, and I believe when I heard this song for the first time, I thought it was a Three Days Grace song. But the low octave from Adam and the drawn-out notes of the cello in each verse bring a feeling of despair and like disencouragement as they lead into the chorus. Burn. The drums are definitely the star of this song, with the cellos going along for the ride, though the lead cello acts like the vocals of the song as they progress through each section. It's a pretty solid song. SOS. This song features Christina Scabbia, I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing that, a vocalist from the band Lacuna Coil. I've never listened to them before, but she has great range. She reminds me of Amy Lee from Evanescence, and the chorus is pretty deep too. It goes, "So go on, infect me, go on and scare me to death, tell me I asked for it, tell me I'll never forget, you could give me anything but love." And just based on this song alone, I wouldn't mind hearing more of her on more Apocalyptica songs. Peace, final song of the album, and I think this is an appropriate title for the song. The intro feels like what we'd be playing like after a huge battle in the movie, and all that's left is like the smoke and the destruction as the hero walks away. The chorus adds the heavier cello and drums, which may represent like an internal struggle of sorts. Like the hero's at peace with themselves, but and they're ready to move on, but there's just something drawing them back in. And I think they just play off each other very nicely. Overall, listening back to this album for the first time in years, I really enjoy it. And I like the sounds that Apocalyptica puts out. Like, the cello isn't an instrument you hear on a lot of albums. Like, you have Yellow Card with the violin, but outside of that, I don't hear a lot of bands using the cello. The follow-up album, Seventh Symphony, is also really good and features a couple guest vocalists as well. Even if you don't like instrumentals or cellos, I'd still give it a listen. Next week, we go back to 2002 to listen to a debut album for a very popular emo band. If you have any recommendations, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me at Mr_Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.